redemption. Your eternity is secure in Christ Jesus. If you remain in him, you are creation. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. For Christ also suffered once for sins, that just remain in him, you are eternally safe in Christ Jesus. To obtain the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, that he might bring us to God. People who were on two different sides are brought together. There's a story from, I think, either the First World War, I think, London, Germany, and the war ceased for that day. So both sides went, they wished each other Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, you know, went to each other's camp, ate some food, drank some mineral, and, you know, took some biscuits. And is when people who were on two different sides are brought together. There's a story from, I think, either the First World War, I think it was the First World War, one of those brutal wars in Europe. And it was a Christmas day. And both sides, which were at war, the carols held hands and hugged each other. And that was reconciliation. And then the next day, they started shooting at each other. The war continued. But that's not what Christ did for us. When he reconciled us, we didn't become enemies of God afterwards. He reconciled us permanently to God the Father. And we are certain that the Father is on our side and we are on his side. Jesus Christ reconciled us to God, brought us close to God, and made us partakers of all that he has for us. That is the fifth reason why Jesus died. The sixth reason, reason number six, to disarm evil spiritual rulers and authorities. To disarm evil spiritual rulers and authorities. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 to 15. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, he has taken it out away, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. I've covered this when I talked about life in the spirit, but, you know, especially when you talk to Ghanaians and African believers, this is a very important thing. Jesus died, and part of the reason why he died was because he had to go and confront evil powers on our behalf and destroy their control and effectiveness and resurrect to give us new life. And so in his death, he disarmed principalities and powers. He didn't kill principalities and powers. He didn't destroy principalities and powers. Principalities and powers are still there. But he disarmed them. There's a difference between somebody who is dangerous and armed. But if the person still hates you, but has no capacity to hurt you, then he has been disarmed. I will not say the devil doesn't hate you. He hates you and he'll hate you till he's in the lake of fire. I will not say that demons and principalities and powers do not hate you. So far as you bear the image of God, they will hate you. It's like somebody who sees you and say, you remind me of somebody. And the person that you remind them of is somebody they hate. A woman looks at you and says, he looks like my ex-husband. Look at even his nose. And when you haven't done anything, you come to you and say, why is your nose like that? Why is your nose like that? Because you bear the image of somebody she hates. The reason devils hate you, it's not because of the family you came from. What kind of family do you come from? That's nothing. Your family is nothing in the scheme of of things, eternal, consequential matters. Your family is nothing. Your achievement is nothing. Your degree is nothing. No demon will bother over you because you passed an exam. The only reason why they hate you, because you remind them of the one who kicked them out. You are the image of God. And whenever they see you, they see and say, look at them in Ghana. We should find a way to destroy them. And they do everything to destroy you. And they will try, but they are disarmed. Before Christ, they will plan and they can execute because they were armed. But after Christ came, he said, you can live your life by bring the gun, bring the knife, bring the arms. You can't use any of these things. You can hit them, but you can't hurt them. Now, there is a video I watched. It's somewhat, one of these memes and all kinds of things that circulate on the internet of a young boy who was in a kind of a zoo, and he's playing. He's facing where the camera is, and I suppose it's his parents who are taking the shot. And behind him is a lion. And the lion looks at this boy, tiny boy, vulnerable, and you see the lion just running, chasing very fast. And if you watch it the first time, it's very terrifying because this boy doesn't even see the lion is coming. And the lion is coming and coming and coming to eat up this boy, and then it hits a glass. Because behind the boy is a glass, which we don't see. And the glass is thick enough to prevent the lion from eating him. So you can run what you want. You can hate what you want. But you cannot touch him. You can't touch him. You can't touch him. And that's what Christians should understand. The devil is still a roaring lion. He's a wounded lion. There are principalities. There are powers. But on that Good Friday, they were disarmed. They were disarmed. They may be in your family. They may use people. But they have been disarmed. And that is one truth Christians should understand. Because sometimes people say, you don't understand spiritual. Pastor, you haven't seen things. I have seen things. I have seen Jesus. I've seen his blood. I've seen his power. I've seen his redemption.